The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Basser, Pesach at the Beis Havad Linyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara and Dav Chaf Beis continues the discussion about whether a person can be matir neder with charata, and the Gemara and Dav Chaf Beis Amid Beis brings down from Rav Nachman that Hilchasa Pesach b'charata. The way most Rishonim understand Rav Nachman, he is paskening that indeed charata works, and that you can be matir neder through charata, and that's the way he's understood me'ikra din by the Shulchan Aruch in Simran Reish Chav Ches, that charata is effective in being matir and neder. In order to be matir and neder through charata, the charata has to be a charata me'ikara. That means that he wishes he had never made the neder in the first place. But let's say he had some sort of tayelis, he had some sort of benefit for the time being, and then later on, now he'd prefer not have the neder, so he can't be matter such a neder through charata, because charata means that he wishes he never made the neder, whereas here he wishes, here he's happy that he had some benefit from the neder. The Shas of Tshuva Siraj was discussing the case of someone who was sick in a manner that cheese was very bad for their sickness. So he made a neder that he's not going to eat cheese, and after he got better, and cheese is not harmful to him anymore, so he had a deep regret that he ever made such a neder. So he wanted to know if he could annul such a neder with charata. So the Rajma answered to them that you can't annul such a neder with charata, because since he had the benefit from the neder, in other words, it helped him overcome his natural temptation to eat cheese, so then when he can't possibly have charata meikara. Like the Shulchan says, like kol asher loy yitain adam bad nafsha. You know, whatever difficulty he's experiencing now because of not eating cheese, it's not worth having eaten cheese when he was sick, and that could have led to his death. So therefore, obviously, he does not have true charata, and therefore he can't annul such a neder with charata. Now the Aruch Shulchan in Sim Reish Chav Ches Tif Chavav speaks out that this, that Rashi was saying, that there's no Eitzah to annul the neder with charata, that's only with charata. But a Pesach a person would have. What kind of Pesach would this person have? The person would have a Pesach that had he known that after he gets better, he really would like to eat cheese, so then he would have originally made the neder, but in the manner that he's only going to refrain from cheese during the time of his sickness. But after he gets better, he has no neder. That's what he could have said. Now, I just wanted to explain in the Aruch HaShulchan why does this svara also not work for charata? Now, why can't he regret having made the neder in a fashion that permanently forbids him from eating cheese? Why can't he have charata that he didn't make the neder that he only is forbidding himself to eat cheese during the time of the sickness? And the answer is quite simple. Because at the Pesach, the time period that we are discussing is the time period of when he's making the neder. When he's making the neder, he has two options in front of him. He can make a neder permanently, that's permanently forbid himself from cheese, or he can make a neder that he only wants to forbid himself during the time of his illness. Whereas Charata is discussing right now, when he's coming to Yishael and his neder, when he's coming to Matar Neder, that is when we discuss Charata. So either he has Charata for the neder as is, or not. He can't have charata that he didn't make the neder in a different way, because if he would not have made the neder that he actually made, he would have been left with no neder. Because we're not discussing the time of the neder, we're discussing the time of the shaila. So therefore, by charata we have to ask ourselves, do you want the neder or do you not want the neder? And in this case, where the neder saved his life, he certainly wanted the neder. And therefore it's impossible for him to have true charata as to having made this neder. So therefore, he can't be master this neder through charata. However, like the Aruch HaShulchan says, through a Pesach, that would be an Eitzah to say that he would have rather made the neder in a different manner. Now, I just want to point out that it comes out, let's say the neder, the benefit that was accrued to him by the neder is not such a major benefit. It's not worth the difficulty that the neder is posing to him for the rest, for going forward, and he'd rather that he would have never made the neder, notice he would rather forgo the benefit the neder gave him. In such a case, you could be, even if he got a benefit from the neder, a charata would help. Now it's important to point out that if let's say a person says he has charata on the neder, he regrets having ever made the neder, And really, he does not really regret that nether. He's just telling Beis Din that he does. But really, deep down, he's pretty happy with the nether, and he'd prefer make the nether than not make the nether. So then the place can say that b'di'eved, his nether is not annulled, even though the Chacham said mutter, mutter, mutter. But since it's based on this false premise of a true charata meikara, so then the heter is not a valid heter. Now, l'maisa, even though the Gemara says that we paskin, the place from a charata, we paskin that a charata is effective in annulling a nether, the place can speak out that our minig is l'chatchila, we are not matter nether just through charata itself. Now, there are two reasons the place can bring down for this halacha. One reason, the Chacham Sadam and other places can bring down, is because in order to annul a nether with charata, you need that the person truly is mischari. He truly has charata from that he had ever made such a nether. However, if you would just have charata from now, like he doesn't want the nether now, going forward, and he wishes he didn't make the nether only pertaining to the time going forward from the time of the Sheila, then that would not be, even with the Evid, it would not be a good charata. And the place can say that such a person who receives such a heter, so the rest of his life, whenever he does what he said he would not do through the nether, he winds up being over a very serious avera of Nadarim. So that's one reason why we're not matur a nether using charata by itself. Now there's another reason the place can bring down, is that because there are shitas and rishonim that they learn the Gemara that says paisim b'charata differently than the way we understand it. Rashi in Maseches Erevin, Daf Samach Daled Amud Beis, explains that the shaila of the Gemara, if we're paisach b'charata or not paisach b'charata, means when a person has charata, does he also need a pasach or not? Now, it's basically, according to Rashi, it's the exact opposite of the way we understand the Gemara. And therefore, according to Rashi, when Rav Nachman says, Paiskim b'charata, what he means to say is that charata itself is not a good Pesach. But rather, even when he has charata, we still need a Pesach. That's Rashi Shita, and Beis Yosef brings down to Mordechai that Rabbeinu Meir was choshish for this. So therefore, in order to be yoytza all the Shitas, we are not Pesach b'charata, we're not just annul a nether just through charata. Now, I also want to point out that our minig is also not to be to annul a nether just based on a pesach, because the place can say the reason of Chachos Adam, the Ben Ishchai, they say the reason is because there are many fine details in pesach, but not all things qualify for a pesach. For example, a pesach that comes through noilad, that means that a new circumstance arose that causes the person not to want to make the nether, that would not be a valid pesach. And therefore, since there are some, not all pesachim are valid, the minig is that we're not pesach just with the pesach. And another reason why we're not pesach just in the pesach is because the Beis Yosef brings down from Ben Yosef B'char Shar, that the only time we're naik to matur nether is if a person has both a pesach and charata, and the Mordechai brings down that Rabbeinu Meir Rutenberg was chashish for this shita also, that pesach itself doesn't help, and like we said before, charata itself doesn't help. So what do we do? So lahalacha, the Ramah says what our minig is that we make from the charata a pesach. That means that we say, are you mischari? Do you have regret over? Do you regret having made a nether? And he says, assuming he says yes, then we say, if you would have known at the time you made the nether that one day you would have charata for making the nether, would you still have said the nether? So over here we have both a pesach and we have charata. We have a pesach that he wound up not wanting his nether. We also have charata because he says he has charata. So this takes care of all the problems. In other words, me'ikr din, charata itself is enough to be matur his nether. The fact that he says he didn't want the nether, that itself is enough to be matur his nether. Now, however, let's say he only didn't want the nether going forward, so it wouldn't work as charata, but it would work as a pesach. And the reason is because since at the time of the nether, he would not have made his nether had he known that later, subsequently, he would have charata. So therefore, now he has, in addition to the charata, he has a pesach. And also, the other reason that we said that the Rishonim say you should be pesach both with, you should annul a nether both with the pesach and with charata, that you have over here too. Since he expressed charata, and he also expressed the pesach. So therefore, then that's the way, therefore, this way of being matur neder covers all the shitas, and it covers all the circumstances. So that really is our minig, that's the way we are not to be matur neder, is with this type of charata. We at first start with charata, and then we build the pesach out of it, and that way we're yaitza all the dayas. That's the way the Ramah in Simon Reish Chavches brings down our minig to be matur neder. Now the Taz over there, is masik in the Ramah. He says that while he understands the Ramah is effective in taking care of the chashash, that maybe the person only has charata going forward and doesn't have charata meikara, because that way, in that case, we have a valid Pesach, because had he known that he would later on be mischaret, even going forward, he wouldn't have made the neder in the first place. But the Taz points out that this will not help for this that we would like to be chashash, for the Shita of Rabbeinu Yosef Bechar Shar, that requires both Pesach and Charata. Because he says, according to Rabbeinu Yosef Bechar Shar, that Charata doesn't work, and as we're chayshish for the Shita, that Charata doesn't work, so the same thing, this won't be, according to him, it won't be a Pesach either. So the Taz holds that if one person wants to do a mitzvah and a mufcha, he wants to do the best possible Charata, so then what you need to do is that you also have to have a proper Pesach. Now, the reason why the Taz says it's only mitzvah and a mumchur is because me'ikr din, we hold that either a Pesach or a charata helps by itself. So we hold me'ikr din that the charata itself is going to be valid. It's just that first of all, we want to do a mitzvah and a mumchur and to be choshesh for the shittas that hold that a charata is not valid by itself. That's why the Taz says a person should also, with a mitzvah and a mumchur, to also have a proper Pesach. Now, the Chachos Adam and Klal Kuf Simehei is matmi on this Taz. He says he doesn't understand what's wrong with making out of a charata a Pesach, because it comes out he has, even if we hold that you can't, a charata doesn't work, but over here I have both charata and a Pesach. I have the charata because I say I'm mischaret meikara, and I have a Pesach because had I known that I'd be mischaret, then I would have never made such a Pesach. So he doesn't understand what is the Taz saying that according to Rabbeinu Yosef Bechar Shar, this would not be a valid Pesach. So I saw Rabbi Shlomo Zalman and Mincha Shlomo over here explains the Peshitta of the Taz. He says that the Taz's point is that if we go like Rabbeinu Yosef Bechar Shar, that a charata itself is not a valid means of being matur neder. That means that when a person is angry and they make a neder, so then that das that they had during their anger, no, this worldview that they had, the worldview of an angry person, which caused them to make the neder, so that is also a valid view. There's nothing wrong with his das. You know, like he says, the das of a kayes, the das of someone who's angry, is also a das. And therefore, the charat itself, you can't be paisach with charat. You can't say that had I known that later I'd be calm, I wouldn't make this neder. Right now, at the time of the neder, I wasn't calm. So according to this sheet, if we're trying to be choshish that charat is not a valid way of being oikar and neder, so then we can't use the fact that later I'll calm down. That is not a valid way of making a Pesach. Therefore, if we're going to be cheshish for that shita, like the Taz is saying, it's a mitzvah of mufcha to be cheshish for that shita. Therefore, in addition to the charata, person has to make a valid Pesach, and that way he has both the Pesach and the charata, and then he could be matur neder according to all opinions.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.